I got to pull up my Hokum notes.
Oh, boy. Well, I was going to see Hokum, but then my wife made me see Fried Green Tomatoes instead.
In hell's yeah.
I mean, I was like, I probably had a better time. That's what I told myself. I'm like, yeah, Jeff, you're just going to be disappointed with Hokum. That's honestly, I'm starting to get superhero fatigue with indie horror movies, Jay. I'm just going to come out and say it. There's so many, and they come out so frequently.
I'm glad we live in a time where horror movies are getting released. Like I am. I'm not like don't color it any other way. Like I'm glad we live in a time where these are getting released. But man, like it's one of the only things that it's cheap to make. Always makes money or usually makes money.
You gotta fuck it up real bad.
Yeah, for it not to make and money. So it's like yeah, of course like. They're trying to find any way to get people to go to theaters. Put out another horror movie.
I would just say it's a grueling release schedule anymore. When you look down the calendar at the year, it's like every other week there's some new indie horror movie coming out.
Well, it's Obsession, and then The Backrooms,
yep.
And then that. Ride Along or what the weird yes. Passengers
mm-hmm. Plus it's like you got that plus they're constantly re-releasing old ones for anniversaries and stuff plus there's other regular movies I want to go see too, not just exclusively horror movies all the time. It's just like it's a lot.
Yeah, we went and saw Yumi in Tuscany.
Jeff,
I had a great time. dumb chick flick, had a blast. It was great.
I mean, sometimes those are fun to just sit down and watch. I want to go see The Sheep Detectives. I missed it because it was the secret movie on the 3rd, but I wasn't able to go. But yeah, I want to see Hugh Jackman's murder investigated by a gang of sheep.
Fuck it. You know what? We're in the middle of stocking stuffers. You know what? Cold open. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
This is our hill. These are our beans.
Exactly.
We're doing it.
There's no place like home for the holidays, and no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome to Horror for the Holiday Stocking Stuffer. I'm Jay Logsdon.
I'm Jeff Searcy.
Jeff, and I guess roundabout way, Hokum if you got him.
Oh no,
we're
did the thing.
We're doing. We're talking about Hokum, or I guess I'm talking about Hokum.
Yes. If you want, I can pretend that Fried Green Tomatoes is Hokum and add in plot points from that.
You know what? We'll see how this goes.
When the Hokum got hit by the train, Jay, it was pretty sad.
When they ate the Hokum at the end of the... When Adam Scott... When the witch got eaten at the end of the movie and the sheriff was like, that's some damn good barbecue.
Yeah. I hear you Alabama boys are a little light on your feet. That's an old-fashioned way to say gay.
Hokum, it's got a beloved actor, Adam Scott. Man, he's doing it. I'm proud of Adam Scott. Like,
I mean, Adam Scott, supposedly he was smart enough to say no to Lee Cronin's The Mummy, so that's a point in his favor.
Hey, way to go, Adam already. Scott. But, like, went from, like, Griff on Boy Meets World and, like, I mean, you know, comedy guy yeah, to
the Cones of Dunshire.
Yeah. To, you know, in what's the fucking show that everybody is? Severance? Is that the show he's in that everybody loves?
Is it that one or is it Euphoria? I can't remember.
He's not in Euphoria.
Which one he's in.
I've been watching Euphoria.
It must be Severance then.
But like there, you know, there he's doing Severance. He's getting all sorts of like big roles in big movies. And here he pops up in this little Irish indie horror, does a fantastic job. He's a writer. His parents vacationed or honeymooned at this hotel, and he goes back to kind of I think one kind of shed the memories of things that happened to him in the past, like honor his parents' memories, but then also uncovers a mystery involving a witch that lives underneath the haunted hotel or whatever.
Ooh.
It felt very much like a survival horror game, and I mean that in the best way. Like, it's a lot of Adam Scott going around, like he's trapped in the top floor of this hotel with access to the basement, like through a dumbwaiter, and kind of putting all these clues together. Like, at one point he has to go find a way to like unscrew like a screw, and when he like figures out that the dumbwaiter works, he's trying to figure out a way to get it to kind of go up and down.
Okay.
And so just kind of cool stuff like that. Like I said, felt very much like a survival horror game in that aspect, and really came through. A lot of dread, not heavy on scares, like was very scary, but it was more like atmospheric dread than it was. You see the witch a handful of times, and she's pretty creepy, but there is a scene that's very goofy where she's like climbing up the side of the dumbwaiter, and I thought that was very silly.
Yeah.
But they do that thing. They do a good job of like obscuring her view. So when you're looking at her, you're like, am I getting like the full image of this monster, or am I just kind of like seeing part of it? And then like, I think you finally get kind of two like really good glimpses right at the end of the movie. But a creepy witch, amazingly like scary sound effects. A lot of the felt very reminiscent of like The Grudge or The Ring.
Okay.
With kind of the way the sound was done. And then just like you would get like lots of like wailing and moaning that would kind of like build to a crescendo at times. Couple jump scares, but neither of them were maybe like three. And then they even did like a fun thing where a lot of the jump scares were then not actually the bad guy of the movie, and like this is this whole different thing.
Okay.
But I loved the setting. I loved this like isolated Irish like hotel in the middle of nowhere that was closing for the season. Kind of a Halloween movie. Maybe we do it. Maybe we do it at some point for Spooktacular time. We'll see. Not overly Halloweeny, but kind of the events, the inside, almost in like a deep red way. The inciting incident kind of happens on Halloween, and then everything else kind of builds from that.
Yeah, we can definitely add it to our list.
Yeah, and we've got a long ways to go before we'd probably even consider hitting Hokum, but overall, like, I thought it was pretty fun. I've not seen the director's other two movies, Oddity or Caveat. I know Joe Bob did Oddity for Wicked Witchy Wingding or whatever, which I've been meaning to watch, but I'm also at this point, I'm kind of waiting till Hokum's also on Shudder. Then I'm just going to like watch all three of them back to back.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But yeah, overall, like I thought it was pretty creepy. Let me see where I put it. Kind of gut reaction. I have Hokum on my new horror rating. I didn't put it down.
Ah, made that much of an impression on you, did it? You didn't add it to the list.
Oh, I'd probably put it about 4. I know my tastes aren't everybody's tastes, and that's perfectly fine. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as like Cold Storage, but I probably enjoyed it more than Ready or Not To.
Okay. So solid middle of the pack one then.
Yep. Okay. Overall fun movie.
Well, you know what? That's good, because we need to break this modern idea that every movie needs to be groundbreaking or whatever. No, it's fine to just have some movies that are okay. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a fun time. My new favorite thing is when I go see these movies, it's usually kind of middle of the day because the kids are out of school. So it gives me a chance to go, my wife and I, a chance to go see these movies where otherwise we'd have to get a babysitter. And Jeff, we keep like seeing like groups of old people going to see horror movies together. We went and saw Send Help, and there were like 4 old ladies sitting down the aisle from us having the time of their lives during Send Help. There were like there were two groups of old people who came in and watched Hokum with us, stayed the whole movie.
Well, I mean, I guess the people who were around at the beginning of the horror movie scene would be old by now, so.
And, like, there was, like, an old guy who, like, meandered in the middle of Dracula, a love story. I think when I went and saw Over Your Dead Body, the other two people in the theater were both old men. Like, I'm like, you know what? Like,
nice.
I can't wait till I'm an old person who just goes and sees horror movies.
Yes, just go in there and see the most disgusting, depraved shit.
Like, and then they just look at you and they're like, did you enjoy the movie? Oh, it was great.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's as groundbreaking as... The Thing, but very solid practical effects.
It reminds me of when I used to go see movies with my old podcast friend Jay. Of course, he died several years back when I sat on him by mistake.
Oh, what a way to go.
Who would have thought that I would be the one to outlive him?
Suffocate. Jeff couldn't even feel me.
Yeah, I didn't even hear him struggling or anything. I was like, ah, yes. See, by that point, my hearing had started to go, so.
Watch if this, like, is prophetic and this is actually a thing that happens. Oh, my God,
if that's how you actually die. I, like, trip and fall over on you or something.
Oh, my God. Whoa!
Whoa!
I will say I saw a trailer for Passenger. That was the movie I was struggling to remember the name of earlier. You've seen the original trailer, right?
Yes, I have.
Creepy as hell. Like, look, that reminds me a bit of In the Mouth of Madness. Like, very creepy trailer. The new trailer, I watched it and I just went like, this doesn't look fun. Like, this looks really stupid now.
Oh, man. I hate when that happens.
I might go see it. I am excited for Obsession. But Passenger, like, that trailer just made me kind of go, I don't know if I want to see Passenger.
That always sucks when you get hype for a movie and then you see the final trailer or whatever. It's like, oh, man, that's no good.
Because, like, that one of just the guy trying to run, or, like his friend's dead, and he starts speeding down the road and he sees the same person over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, very In the Mouth of Madness. And then there's, like, the ghost person next to him. So they kind of show some of that stuff, and then it, like, leads into, like, this girl, and, like, there's this, like, who's, like, on a road trip with her boyfriend, and then this old lady's like, you saw it, you shouldn't stop if you see it, and this, like, demonic entity with, like, long spindly, like, fingers is, like, wrapping its fingers around people's necks as they sit in their cars, and then I'm like, oh, this looks stupid now. I might see it, but that really made me go, I don't know that I want to see Passenger that bad.
Ouch.
So that was disappointing, but Obsession trailers are still piquing my interest, and The Back Rooms looks kind of interesting, so.
Well, I would be interested if Jay hadn't sent me the entire plot of The Back Rooms already.
No, sir. Mr. The Killer is my dad. Call me Jeff. And the dog with human teeth is there. And
Smile Dog.
And Slender Man is there. And the Russian sleep gas experiment is there. And then it says, Slender Man will return in Backrooms Doomsday.
Oh my God. All right, quick aside for that before we go into our other topic of conversation. How bad is Doomsday going to be, Jay?
I assume it's going to be pretty bad.
It's got to be bad. They just keep adding more fucking characters. How is this movie possibly going to be anything good?
And how's it going to make any money? Like, yes. you have to pay all these people.
You're paying all these huge name actors to be in this thing. Probably, I mean, just the production budget alone for the sets and effects has to be over $100 million. And, I mean, the costumes for all these people. But they just keep adding more people. It's like, how is this going to be like a six-hour movie at this point? Because that's the only way I could see to possibly make it worth having all these people actually be in it.
I was at a restaurant the other day. And, like, the whole Marvel fanfare played across the screen and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, it says something that I don't know which Marvel movie this is, because it was like they were doing the opening. And I'm literally sitting there, I'm like, I don't know what Marvel movie this is that I'm looking at. Yeah. And me thinking, oh, it's Eternals. It's one of the ones I haven't seen. Mm. It's Shang-Chi. It's I don't even know half the fucking movies.
It's the Ironheart Disney Plus series.
I'm sitting there just like completely like, I don't know what this is. And then it turned out it was one of the Wolverine movies, which is one of the ones I've seen. And I still went like, I don't know what this is.
Nobody knows.
That tells you that if that doesn't tell you enough about like what's going on in the Marvel stuff, I don't know what it does.
I don't know. Because it's like, we're going to have the X-Men, the new ones and the old ones. We're going to have the Fantastic Four, possibly multiple versions. We're going to have all the Avengers you love. We're going to have new characters. We're going to have alternate versions of the characters that you like. It's like, how is this possibly? Was it going to be 30 seconds of each one? I mean, you're paying Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen to be in this thing. Are they going to have like one line each?
You're going to have a bunch of stand up and cheer. It's just going to be stand up and cheer moment over and over and over again.
Yeah.
As it's just like people turning and looking at the camera. And I mean, like, did someone say they need a D-Man? And it's D. Oh, shit. D-Man's here. And the whole crowd. Yeah, D-Man.
Looks like someone has a magnetic personality. Oh shit, it's Magneto, it's but Magneto. Which one? We can't tell because of the shadow. Is it Michael Fassbender or is it Ian McKellen? And then they introduce a third one. This is new Magneto. At that point, I just walk out of the theater. But no, this is going to be an unmitigated disaster, I'm pretty sure. And maybe that will finally make Marvel take like a hiatus and get their shit together.
I heard there's a full moon out tonight. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, is it Werewolf by Night? Is it Moon Knight? And then, no, it's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. And everyone goes, oh shit, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Oh my God. That's it. That's going to be the entire movie.
I mean, you're probably right. That's the sad part.
And then it's going to cut and it's going to be like, you should use your real name more often, Robin. And then everyone's going to boo. Wait, no.
Oh my God. What if Christian Bale shows up as Batman?
Christian Bale Batman will return in Avengers Doomsday.
Oh shit. We got so many characters in this thing. We're even taking it from other franchises.
They've got Robert Pattinson now. We're allowed to use Christian Bale Batman.
There's just this cloud of doom over this movie. The Doomsday title could not be more apt. Meanwhile, we have James Gunn's Supergirl, which looks like probably a pretty good time from what I could see from the trailer.
Oh, it looks enjoyable.
And it's like, oh yes, a lighthearted adventure to save a dog. And then we have Avengers Doomsday.
All your favorites will be here. Kate Bishop Hawkeye and
Swamp Thing, Man Thing, Solomon Grundy. What's he doing here?
Who's the I was trying to remember the shitty Taskmaster we have and the other Black Widow. That's not the Black Widow.
Ryan Reynolds Deadpool, but he's from X-Men Origins Wolverine.
We've got them all, folks.
We've got the Blob back from X-Men Origins. Well, could you imagine if those guys came out too?
We've got the Inhumans from the TV show.
Oh my God, yes. We got Agent Coulson back too. Everybody's back. It's the multiverse. We can have multiple. They got like three Tony Starks from different dimensions. Which also, I'm still unclear on that, and they have done nothing to clear it up. Is Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark, who's become Dr. Doom, or is he just playing Dr. Doom?
I have no idea.
Because they keep making it, like, some things point to he's a Tony Stark that's become the Dr. Doom in his reality, and some of it's just like, nah, he's just Dr. Doom. I'm like, how the hell are you going to explain away if he's just supposed to be Dr. Doom, the most recognizable fucking person in Marvel is now a different character?
Jeff, I don't think they know, and that's the biggest problem.
That'd be like if we were introducing our new Professor X, and it's Chris Hemsworth.
Hells yeah. You know what? Sign me up.
And he stays in his regular Australian accent, too.
But keeps doing things like Thor would do. He keeps performing like he's Thor.
Oh, what? The X Hammer? Of course. I've always had this.
And then you'll get some guy who pulls out the one issue where Charles Xavier actually did have an X Hammer.
He had Mjolnir at one point, so it's canon. Don't worry about it.
This all tracks.
God, honestly, I don't even care. I mean, if it falls on its face, it's going to be disappointing for a lot of people. That's what I actually care about, but I would really love to see Marvel put to bed for a while.
No, they just like, that's the thing is like DC, I think DC's biggest thing was fucking up so royally that people are kind of like, no, now I want what DC's putting out, where those, you know, the same people or similar people are going, I don't want to watch another Marvel.
Yes, exactly. Have you seen the new Marvel, Jay? I've heard it's crazy. I've heard
it's nuts. still my favorite movie, Flash. Anyway, what else do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Well, just wrapping up, maybe Disney could learn from their other main franchise that they totally screwed up, Star Wars, and take 7 years to put out another movie like they did. The Mandalorian and Grogu comes out in 2 weeks, and that will be the first Star Wars movie since Rise of Skywalker.
That's hard to believe.
I know, right? Because they constantly talk about Star Wars everywhere. But yes, this is actually the first theatrical release since then.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day. They asked about, I think around Star Wars Day, and they're like, do you like Star Wars? And I'm like is an interesting word for how I feel about Star Wars.
Well, he's a medium Star Wars guy, you see.
But I'm like, you know, I love the original trilogy. Like that was my favorite thing. And I'm like, and otherwise, like, I don't really care about stuff that's not the original trilogy, and then Star Wars fans have made it so I don't like Star Wars. And it's like, but Disney's also not helping themselves by not going away.
Yes.
And which, like, even though it's been 7 years, like, it used to be we got a Star Wars, and then we waited 7 years, and there was no word about anything Star Wars until the next Star Wars.
You had to go read a book if you wanted more Star Wars.
Yep. And now it's, well, yeah, there hasn't been a new Star Wars movie, but there's Book of Boba Fett, and there's
Mandalorian, and there's Ahsoka, and there's the short cartoons, and then there's the long cartoon series, and now there's the new, I mean, for all accounts, the Maul series is apparently pretty good. It's got like a 9.9 out of 10.
Ooh.
But so I'm probably going to check that out. But yes, there is... It, even though it has been, because I couldn't believe that when they first said that. It's like, yeah, there hasn't been a Star Wars movie in theaters for 7 years. I'm like, no way. That can't be true.
But with all the TV shows instead, I guess.
I mean, and that's the problem that Marvel had after Endgame. Because, yes, technically there was a little gap between Endgame and the next movie coming out, but it was filled up with shows. Now it's the Scarlet Witch series.
WandaVision.
Now it's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series.
Now you gotta watch Loki, which was, I think, maybe the last Marvel thing other than Deadpool 3 that I've seen.
Deadpool 3 and Guardians 3. And that was just because it's like, well, I want to see the ends of these stories.
We talked about it on an episode. I enjoyed Deadpool 3.
Yep. All right, well, enough about us talking about failed movie franchises. Oh, wait, we can't say that yet. Wait till January. Or maybe our special Christmas stocking stuffer. Who knows?
I mean, if
the MCU dies, we'll definitely have to do a stocking stuffer about it. But, Jay, I think there's something we need to bring up. A couple of elephants in the room, maybe. Getting a little hot outside.
Yeah.
I think we might need to take a vacation somewhere.
Yeah, I was saying we could hop in this random hot dog-shaped car. I don't know. We could hop in the car and go on a little road trip.
Ooh. For a... Fat boy summer.
Yeah, we're hitting the road this fat boy summer. We're coming to all the towns. We're going to Joyride and Joyride 2, Dead Ahead, and Joyride 3, Roadkill.
Ooh, those are some good towns. It's almost as interesting as unnamed Ohio town.
Oh yeah, we didn't say that on the last episode. On the back of the Blu-ray box, the description for Beast of Walton Street literally says, "In an unnamed Ohio town."
Helpful, very helpful. And like I said, Jake, is 10 people a town really? More like a village.
Hard to say. Well, Jeff, it takes a village to make a beast.
It takes a village to
raise
kill.
A beast.
It takes a village to murder 36 people, Jay. I think that's what we've learned here today.
But yeah, we're gonna be doing back-to-back-to-back weeks. We're going to be talking about Joyride, then Joyride 2, then Joyride 3. Do they get progressively worse? You betcha they do.
Ooh, yeah, that's my favorite kind of progression.
And does the story get more muddled the more it goes on? I believe it so. I don't remember the second and third movie enough.
What you're telling me is there is a story.
Certainly in the first one there is.
Oh boy.
It has beloved actors, Paul Walker, Lily Sobieski, and the Rezon for the season, Steve Zahn. As well as Monk's boss from from Monk.
Monk's boss from Monk, yeah. Of course.
They're all there. All the stars are in Joyride.
Oh wait, we have to pretend Paul Walker's a good actor because he died, right?
No. that's right, another Paul Walker car movie. But yeah, we'll talk about those, and then I believe, hold on, I'm gonna pull up our official release schedule. Like, we're gonna do
this is official from behind the scenes, folks. We got this all written out in a text.
All right, so I think we're gonna do Joyride, Joyride 2, Joyride 3, and then I think the week after Fatboy Summer ends, we're gonna take a week off, and then we'll be back.
Yes.
And we'll kind of, we're going to be going a little loosey-goosey through till about the middle of July, but for our four-year anniversary episode, we'll be bookending Fatboy Summer with werewolf movies. That's right. We're doing Jeff's most anticipated movie of, I think, 2 years ago.
Yes.
Werewolf Santa.
Thank God. It's time. It's finally time. And if there's not a fucking werewolf in this movie, Jay, I am gonna flip my shit.
I'm pretty sure there is. I don't think Joe Bob would put his stamp of approval being in the movie on being like, you know what? There's no werewolf in this werewolf movie.
Well, you know what, Jay? He keeps dodging me. Seems like he only comes to town when he knows I can't attend. So maybe he's hiding something.
Insert Hogzilla joke here.
Yes, he was a ghost the whole time, I think.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Get in touch with us on social media. Tell us your thoughts on Hokum or Avengers, or how excited you are to talk about Joyride. horrortheholidays@gmail.com, social media, all the places at horror4holidays. That's horror the number 4 holidays.
youtube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Give us a like, hit us up for all your audio backup needs on there. Go to all the podcatchers. Our biggest ones are Apple and Spotify, but we're on all of them. Leave us 5-star reviews, 0 stars if you could, so we know you're a real sicko. And if you want, for fun, answer this question. How likely do you think it is that one of the hosts will crush the other to death in some kind of hilarious accident?
Jeff, if it happens, there should be a... there needs to be a camera set up so everyone can enjoy it.
It would be even more hilarious if somehow you end up crushing me to death somehow. No one thought this would happen.
Christmas Podcast Network. Go check out the shows over there. There's all sorts of good stuff. Arguably better quality than the stuff we put out. Hard to say.
Yeah.
But certainly they won't be talking about Joyride for 3 straight weeks. Where else would you get that but on Horror for the Holidays?
They won't have a fun thumbnail of two fat guys in a pool.
Yeah, with Santa. Like, come on.
Maybe we can get another one with us in a car this time. I don't know, though. Our track record with art has not been great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But otherwise, until then, we'll see you next week for Joyride. Like I said, all the stars are in Joyride.
What is this? Some kind of Joyride?
The sky was dark, for all the stars were in Joyride.
Ooh.
Thanks for listening.
Jay Logsdon will return in Avengers Doomsday.
Sorry, I was seeing if I could find the name of Monk's boss. Nope, don't remember it. It's not written on the back of the box.
It's not ringing any bells.
All right, thanks for listening.
He's Monk's boss.
Bye.